Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Council General Purpose Meeting, Monday, March 19th, 2018.
Meeting in order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, on council member roll call, council member Carbone is looking for parking, and council member Moore will be here, but he will be late this evening. So moving on to public comment, I have no speaker cards for public comment. Is there anyone wanting to speak on any item that is not on the agenda this evening? Okay, moving on to approval of the minutes, December 18th, 2017, council members. December 18th, actually, 2017. Any changes to the minutes?
Move approval of minutes of December 18th, 2017.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to minutes of January 29th, 2018. Is there any changes to those minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of January 29th, 2018. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to item two, Alameda County Public Works Agency annual report with Daniel Vesembet. Okay. Help me get the lights, just the front lights.
Anticipating about
$11 million in damages. Just to show you what these things are, usually, you know, this program, these numbers don't make too much sense. I want to show you what these damages are in picture. This is regular road. We lost the road in our street. And every time we try to fix it, it keeps sliding. So we have to wait a little bit more. These latest rain events did not help us very much in terms of trying to expedite the opening. We're hoping that we'll be able to do this sometime, probably April or so, hopefully, if there's no real rain event. Here's another picture of some Tesla Road in Kilcare. These are events that happened during the storm events. These are main damages. Here's another one here, Calaveras and Mines Road. These boulders pulling down and closing the roads. Here's Palomares, and just to show you the before and after. The before one is a night before this happened, we happened to go out there and block it with the K-rail. And luckily, because of the K-rail, nobody got injured, and this thing happened overnight. And we had to come up. This was such a hard work. We have to use these fighter helicopters to do the work. And you can see the completed project on the other side. Here's another one on Foothill. You can see a person pointing to that pole. That thing almost fell. And we had to close the road for a while. But then you can see what the computer work is. And we have to reinforce this thing substantially. And then on Calvin and Pro Canyon, we've had several big, if you look at the streets that fell down. By the way, on the one on Pro Canyon, there's a car hidden in that tree. So there are several damages like this throughout the county. And flooding, of course, everywhere. Here's the one on Altamont that we've had them everywhere. And I really wanted to acknowledge our maintenance and operation crew that you see right here on the other side, asleep on a cot. The building. They work 14, 18 hour shift